I'm going to share again, and I don't even know how far I'll be able to go with this. Every time I think, well, that's the end of it, I'm going on to something else, the Lord will pop something else on me. And I'm going to, and he wants you to get it. I've learned to just obey, because he's the one calling. I just do what he says. I'm going to again tell you, he said, to tell you, you can have what you say. Now say that with me. Say it. Make it personal. I can have what I say. I'm going to say it again, because he wants you, every one of you, and all the stuff you've been in, have to deal with, been through, heard of, been around, he still said you can have what you say. So say it with me again. I can have what I say. Now, I was intending to bring that picture. My wife found it. And it's been several years ago since Brother Hagin left in 2003. And he gave that to us prior to him leaving. I can't remember how soon it was, what time it was before that. But he said, the Lord Jesus appeared to him. I was talking to him about this. He said, my people are not missing it so much in their believing. Where they are missing it is in their saying. And see, when you are feeling good, you say stuff. And then when the pressure on, you change and start saying something else. And that shouldn't be. Whatever you were saying before the pressure showed up, when you were feeling good and you was on cloud 9 and wanted to float on cloud 15, you should have kept on. You, when the pressure is on and look like you as low as you can go, you should keep saying the same thing. Hallelujah. So, I'm going to read the text again from Mark 11, 22 and 3 and 4. Then I'm going to read verses 14 and 21. Listen to Mark 11, 22. You got it. Mark 11, 22. If you can put it up for those may not have the Bible, because you need to see this. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Can we get that ring out if you can? See, can you get to that? For verily I say unto you, that whosoever. Come on, my whosoever. That who? Come on, who? That what? That whosoever shall say, are you pressured into not saying? To say something else? Whosoever shall say. And that whosoever means me. That whosoever means you. I'm a whosoever. Say it with me. I'm a whosoever. That whosoever shall say unto what? This mountain. What mountain? What are your mountains? Or what is your mountain? What are some of the things you are dealing with? See, we'll say it one time and we'll quit. But like I told you many times, you heard me say it many times, I had eggs for breakfast yesterday morning, and I'm going to have some in the morning. I ain't tired of them yet. I'm not tired of saying what Jesus said. He said to me in his word, by his stripes. Let me quote Peter, so you can write down 1 Peter 2:21. He who his own self, not somebody else, who his own self bear sin in his what? Own body. That you being dead, listen what he said, you being dead to sin. Why are you dead to sin? Because he removed sin from you. Sin was removed from you. You don't have a sin nature in you. You're born again, you got God nature in you. And that nature is alive. Who his own self bear sins in his own body on a tree. That you being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. And righteousness, believe God. Righteousness acts on the word of God. A righteous person will do what the word says and expect to happen what you say. Fully convinced, I said, this is supposed to come to pass. And I just keep saying it. This is my lifestyle, the way I talk, the way I live, the way I think, this is what I do. I do not go around whole mouthing, talking like the world, talking like unbelievers, talking like hypocrites. I don't do that. Whatever you see me doing right now, how you see me, that's the way I am behind closed doors. I'll go around talking about it. Because I believe I can have what I say. I'm telling you, I'm not trying to impress you. But I'm telling you what I believe. I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm healthy. Strong. And I live long. Circumstances, opposition, test and trial, all of it popped up. But I ain't gonna change what I believe. I believe God told the truth. So I tell the circumstances, you lying. Hallelujah. And so he said, now watch it, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what? Be thou removed. Do what? Be thou removed. And be what? Cast into the sea. Well, you throw it into the sea because I'm not going out there looking for it. And shall not. What? And shall not. And what? And shall not. So you got to, shall not doubt in thine heart. Shall not doubt in thine heart. But shall what? But shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he or she says. He shall have whatsoever he or she says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. When you pray, believe. Because when you pray, you got to say.